Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. Aristotle had a great quote for us. He said, "We are what we repeatedly do." And so then he went on to say, so excellence really boils down to our habits. And so, Greg, I think that habits are an important tool for leaders. They can really help leaders grow. And habits can also keep leaders from growing as well. So we got to make sure when we're talking about habits, I want us to keep that idea from Aristotle in mind. We're looking for excellence. We're looking for something that's really going to propel us as leaders. So let's start diagnosing some habits.
Well, I think some habits are formed really without recognition, almost involuntary. Yep. And some habits are a reaction. So let's deal with the reaction ones. Reaction could be a habit of, I got bad news, I got to change my habits. Or maybe the habit is creating bad and you got to take a step back to look. So I think sometimes challenging times create habits, create a reaction.
Sure.
And I think leaders have to be careful of that.
Yep. I've been doing a series once a month, an ongoing series with my congregation, talking about good mental health for us. And one of the, I think it might have been the very first or second principle that I talked about was I called it making new paths. Because what happens in our brains, just like water going down the side of a hill, the water always goes to the well-worn path. Our brains do the same thing. When there is a stimulus of some kind, our brains just naturally go down the path that we've gone down before. The problem is, I think, for a lot of people, is stopping when you finally get to the end of the path and you can catch your breath and going, do I like where I am? Do I like where this path took me? Now, sometimes it's really good for us to, you know, you'll hear people say, driving a car. Yeah, it was almost like I was on autopilot. It was automatic. I just knew how to do that. You know, in sports, people will say the game finally slowed down for me. I was able to see things happening ahead of time. Those are those automatic, your brain just knows where to go really quickly. Right. What happens though, is we need to stop to say at the end, that little debrief time, do I like this result? Do I like where I am? If not, then that's when I need to start working on a new path, working on a new habit.
I think one of those working on a new path, aha, for a leader, comes to the place of I made some reflection.
Yes.
I reconsidered. I'm on this path. I'm even in the right woods.
Sure.
You know, that kind of a thing. I wonder about like chaos and trouble. And some love it. Some really don't do well with it. But the routines or the habits get thrown, you know, up aside when something bad happens or something troubling happens or something big happens or an opportunity occurs.
Right.
How do we stay the course in our habits that are good ones? And how do we prepare, maybe protect for the chaos when it affects our habits or we create them, the rut that's
sure.
in the road?
Yep. You know, there's a natural hormone that God has designed our body with. It's called cortisol that responds to stressful situations. And prepares us to deal with that. And when we talk about stress, we don't necessarily talk about, you know, I'm walking down the street and there it's a dark alley and there's a big group of people coming towards me. It could even be saying, I got a meeting coming up that I'm not sure how this meeting's going to go. There's a message waiting for me. One of our biggest clients wants me to call him back. So there's this stress. What happens with cortisol, it does prepare our bodies. If we don't have a chance to flush that out of our bodies and it begins to build up, you've used that phrase before of saying, you got to get off the treadmill. It's impossible for you to evaluate your habits when you are in that mode of, because cortisol mainly prepares us for fight or flight. I'm now like zeroed in on something. I can't look around. I don't have a good objective sense. And so one of the things that I would say is this time of self-reflection, make sure that it's not in the heat of battle. You're gonna have to step off the treadmill and kind of go, all right, you know what? I might need a, I might need this most of this morning of just, I just need to kind of unwind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, and the reason why I said morning is that the way that cortisol is naturally flushed from our body is two ways. One is exercise and the other one is sleeping. So if we get a good night's sleep, that's where our body is naturally going to flush that out.
Yeah.
And then, so the morning, you know, you look, kind of look around and go, okay, I got a fresh perspective. A lot of times people will wake up in the morning and go, I have a solution to a problem. It's because you finally got the better perspective. That's when I think, look at those habits
right.
that were formed either during the moment of chaos or, you know, whatever, let me get out of the chaos first.
Mm-hmm.
And then that prepares us for the next time we have to step back into those stressful situations.
I've heard this before applied to a chaotic or a, you know, this thing didn't work out well, didn't go as planned. Decompress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get amped up.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And then we default to the habits that helped us cope.
Yes.
So look, kind of address the coping habits. Like, you know, those are comfortable.
Yes.
And it's like a blinky and a, you know, pluggy, and you're just, yeah, I'm in a fetal position. You're a leader.
Right.
So that.
Well, and I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with, I think that sometimes people will say my comfort food or my, you know, I think that sometimes we need that for the initial, like, man, that was just, I was so amped up on this thing. I've got to, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you find yourself going back to that, like, I got to do that every single day, or I've got to do it multiple times during the day. Mm-hmm. That's the time to step back and say, there are some habits that are, my brain is going down this path automatically. These habits are not serving me well. And that's what I said at the beginning. I think that there are some healthy habits that serve us well. There's some unhealthy habits that we end up serving them because we're at the mercy of them. And it's got to be where we step back.
You.
Yes.
Yeah, some of the bad ones.
Yep.
All right. He didn't know I was going to do this, so just have fun with this. What leadership habit do you have that really has kind of propelled your leadership? Do you have one that you'd say, this is one I've worked on or has happened naturally? What's one that you really?
Well, there might be a kind of a cluster, but I would put it underneath the habit of a morning routine.
Oh, that's good.
I think that I want to try to prepare all of me in the morning. So the morning, I try to do a little bit of physical exercise. You know, it might not be like, all right, I got to spend an hour. It might be 15 minutes just doing some stretching or walking or something, but I want to do something to physically move my body. Okay. I want to prepare my body that way. I want to prepare my mind and my heart. And so I'll take some time to read my Bible and do some devotional thoughts. I want to get some of those thoughts down. So I journal a little bit. What did I just read? What am I thinking about? What do I need to prepare for? And I want to write those things down. And then I want to make sure, because you know, you've heard this since you were a kid, that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I want to make sure that I get that right fuel in me as well. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you don't, people make, you know, like how we have this word now, people say, I'm hangry. I'm so hungry, I've gotten angry. You're going to make poor choices at that point. So that's been the I can feel it mid-morning. If I haven't had that morning routine of like getting myself ready, it's kind of like the breath, prepare, got ready. Okay, now I can launch into my day. And right. when I don't have that time to do that and I just launch into my day, I feel like I'm scrambling to catch up on some stuff.
I like that leadership habit. And you're very good with routines and kind of getting in order, getting prepared for the day. I find that interesting. I really don't hear too many others say that. You know, I took time this morning to get ready for my day. I hear more often, yeah, I forgot to brush my teeth. You know, I got brown socks with blue shoes. You know, just they're just running. Any cautions on that? Is that becomes a habit, mm-hmm. you know, being procrastinating or being behind or being late or being unprepared. Right. I won't tell you my stories yet, but I think, do you have an example that comes to mind?
Well, years ago, I read a book I want to say that I think it was Paul Meyer who wrote it, and he said there was two thoughts that captured my thinking. Was the first one, he said, most time during the day is not wasted in big chunks, but in just little things. And his analogy I remember is like the bucket that has a little pinprick hole in it is going to get just as empty as dumping the bucket out. So there's the little things. But then he also said that most of those time wasters are habits, that we're wasting time by habit and we haven't realized it. And so I think that that's, instead of just saying, I see some people going on these roller coaster things, like they'll say something about physical exercise. I haven't exercised. I need to start an exercise routine. This week, I'm doing an hour and a half every morning. Yeah. That's not sustainable. Why don't you, if you're not doing anything, why don't you start with 10 minutes? Mm-hmm. My diet is this and this. I'm going all fruits and vegetables. I'm not doing it. You're not going to stick with it. No. So I would say, what are the little changes that you can make? And those little changes will add up to some really big changes, but you got to catch them. Like you said, okay, why do I repeatedly find myself wearing blue socks with, the black suit? What can I do to fix that? Right. What's a new habit that I can start to fix that?
My son had the wonderful opportunity to play football in college for a really good coach. And his motto almost every year, even if it's not on a shirt, like the team's motto, is it says, just 1%.
Yeah.
Well, you're changing habits 1%. You're changing your intention 1%. You're changing your execution 1%. It seems doable, right? But it takes time. And I think that's the one thing that we as leaders, you as leaders who are our viewers and audience, sometimes impatience takes over, when we wreck an opportunity to develop a good habit.
Yep.
Some are intentional habits, some are unintentional. You're very good at the intentional habits. How do you do that?
I wrote something down here when we were talking about discussing habits, and this is for me. So I wrote it down like this. We cannot simply change our habits. We have to change our thoughts first. The why always comes before the what or the how. So why do I want to make those changes? If I don't keep that in mind, then it really doesn't matter what I'm changing or how I'm doing something different. And that's what I have to keep going back to, because if you say, all right, this is the morning routine that I want, there are some days that you're laying there in bed and going, I'm just going to stay here a little bit longer and I'll shortchange some of those things. No, wait a minute. Why am I doing this? It's because I want to be at this place for the people I'm going to interact with today. I'll give an example from this morning with my wife.
I hope she's not listening. Cause
yes, she is. She'll appreciate
this. Sofa?
Yes. I won't be on the couch for this one. I left early to go play basketball this morning, and I fully expected that by the time that I came home that she would have already left for school. But when the garage door went up, her car was still sitting there. And I was actually very proud of her for this. She said, I needed to take a couple more minutes this morning to get myself ready, just to kind of breathe. She's a school teacher. She said, I don't want to be grumpy for my kids today.
Wow.
That's the why. And I think that's what we have to, okay, I'm making this change. Why am I making this change? Mm-hmm. That's going to be what keeps us on track, is to say, there's something bigger than me. I'm not doing this just for me. I'm doing this there's other people I interact with. And that will help you not only what do I need to change, how am I going to change it?
Yeah.
And then, then you got to be committed, like you, just the 1%. I don't need to change a lot.
Yeah.
Just one little drop of thing that's there.
When you were talking, I'm thinking about diets. That's probably my pet peeve on this, Yeah, I'm just going to cut out all snacks. It's going to last 2 days. It's impossible. Unless you've got a bad report from a doctor, then it might last longer.
Right.
That's even questionable.
Right.
So I had a client who had a huge health problem, open heart surgery, just clogged, horrible diet, big guy. And he was in the hospital for quite a long time. I mean, it was not an easy surgery, not easy recovery. Rehab was tough. And so I saw him a couple months later, was celebrating his health, and he was down, I mean, I'm going to guess 50 pounds. I mean, it was like, wow. I mean, that's you.
Right.
That looks like you now, you know. Right. And so next contract comes up, we get to meetings and proposal, and I'm thinking, oh, crap, he gained it all back. So how do we sustain the intentionable habit?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, that's, and this is the part of, I think it was a couple of episodes ago, we talked about our learning process of how we, something comes on our radar screen first, we're unconsciously incompetent, yeah. we're not good, and then we slowly move through this process. That's the beauty of the habits, that we can get habits to a spot where they're working for us. I don't have to think about them anymore. Yeah. So I don't have to sit there and think, you know, in the morning, I'm going to do this. I already know what I'm going to do. I don't have to spend that brain power doing that. But before I did that, there was a lot of thought, and there was a lot of like, you know, okay, I'm going to write this down in pencil because I have to keep erasing things. It wasn't working the way that I wanted it to work. And so that's the part of, you have to be willing to go through the uncomfortable to get it to a place where it's right. where it's a habit that is benefiting you.
This may go off a little bit of tangent here, but you're used to that with me because I'm drinking Mountain Dew. Not really. That's actually water. It's a total facade. It's a placebo. Commitment and recommitment. I think people beat themselves up if they make a commitment
yes.
and it fails.
Yes.
What would you say to recommitment to a habit that you know you prayed about? Your mentor or coach has, that's a plug for coaches, call us. We want to help you. I think the whole point about recommitment, it's okay to do that.
Yeah.
Why do we struggle with that, and what would you encourage?
I remember being with a friend of mine that he directs an amazing program that helps people with life-controlling addictions. Mm. And he said, you know, we have a lot of people that slip. And he says, but here's what I learned after all these years, that 3 steps forward and 2 steps back still is 1 step forward.
Still progress.
Right. And that's what I think you have to remind yourself. Mm-hmm. And this is the value, you know, I think that if you look at somebody's life from outside and they're a growing person, you might see that graph that just kind of goes up and to the right the whole time. Oh, it's just a steady growth for them. But if you were actually with them, you might see there, and you zoomed in, you might see there was a plateau, there was a fall off, and then they were stuck in the plateau for a while, and then they slowly came back. And I think that's what's real, mm-hmm. is that real life is not just everything that I try moves the needle for me and keeps growing. I try some things and it actually becomes worse. I try some things and I'm flatline, I'm stuck, or I forget about some things. And then that's where you have to recommit to that why. Yeah, but why am I doing this?
Right, that's really good.
Okay, so now I just need to change what I'm doing or how I'm doing it to get back on the right trajectory for this thing. But don't, listen, the golden rule applies to you as much as it does to anybody else. You need to treat yourself.
Ooh.
The way that you preach think it. Other people want to be treated.
Preach it.
And so yeah. you give yourself some grace, yeah. you know, give yourself a chance to, hey, I stumbled, but I can pick up the pieces. Not I stumbled, you know, beat myself up over it. And why even try? I'm just throwing in the towel. No, say, okay, I stumbled.
That gets to the resilience for me. That's kind of one of my favorite words I'm kind yep. of struggling with where life is for people. When you yep. watch the news and see the stats and you're like, where's the resilience? Where's that get up and try it again?
The grit.
Yeah, I think that's something that we have to pray about as leaders, that we can share that with our teammates and followers.
Yep.
Recommitment we handled. How about the unintentional, where we're not paying attention? It's a habit that sneaks up on us. How would you address that? Like, you know, for others, maybe yourself, you've had it. I don't know if you have, but you know, like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
This is not working. Yeah. And how come the unintentional can kind of get us?
Well, I think that, I mean, that's, what's the, you know, you, you sometimes clean your house and you're like, okay, I got it clean and I'm just going to leave it. Okay, it's good. And then even if you're not there, it gets dirty, you know, and that's what happens in life is just like any place that we're not paying attention, it's just going to naturally go to that spot. But
pay attention. All right, do with that one. Run with that.
So, well, I won't take credit for this. Thomas A. Kempis made the real statement, bad habits are overcome by good habits. So when you say that I've got a habit I don't like,
I'm going to exchange it.
Right. You can't just say, I'm going to be done with it. And that's where I think that some people, you know, maybe you know somebody that said, I'm going to give up smoking. I'm going to replace that habit. And they replace it with, they want to have something in their mouth. And so then they start eating. I stopped smoking, but now I gained 20 pounds.
Can I interrupt the one? Because I'm sure I'm going to forget. So I was interviewing for a sales job in college and a really good company wanted me. And I was just hired. And Kai, this is so great. We're going to have you shadow this guy. And they picked me up at my college and we drove to another state. We're talking 3-hour drive just to get across state line. Well, he was quitting smoking. But I looked at the floor of his car. The ashtray was full. The little cup holder was full of chewed toothpicks. Mm. And I'm like, I'm young and innocent, green behind the ears. If this is what the job does to him, I don't want to chew toothpicks. And I didn't take the job. Like, you're just like, there were other things about it, but
sure.
Like, he just chewed toothpicks. Like, gotta smoke a cigarette. Oh, gotta chew toothpicks. It's like, we would have an hour drive. He would go through 10 toothpicks, just chew them up. Mm. Like, what are you, a beaver?
Well, I think there was a reason why that habit served something, but I didn't like where I was at the end of that path. So I need to do something different. And then we replace it with a different habit. So whether they were intentional habits that are unhealthy or unintentional habits that are unhealthy, the way that we overcome that is say, I need to replace it with a different habit, not just go, I'm never doing that again. That's probably not going to work because there was a reason why it was there. Got to replace it.
Run with this one off our charts. You're used to this. So sometimes we serve our habits. Shouldn't our habits serve us or others?
Yeah.
Why do we let that happen?
We're just not aware. I think that you don't usually notice, hey, this habit is controlling my life. That's not what usually happens. Right. But and it takes that time to get off the treadmill and get some fresh perspective, take a breath and go, okay, what? And listen, guys, don't repeat a mistake that I made. I went away one time for like 2 days and I'm just going to like look at some things. And I came back with, here's 19 areas in my life that I want to change. And here's all the habits. You can't do that many. you're just overwhelmed by it. So just pick the one area, just go, hey, I want to change 100%. one thing.
Yeah, right.
Just change one thing. And then once that you go, okay, I think it's a habit now. And I think it's serving me well. What's one other thing that I can change?
Many of you viewers are high performers or on the verge to be high performers. You're killing it. I love to study high performing. I believe I was a high performer in different aspects of my life. I really enjoy it. If you were going to give us one or two habits that you feel are critical to a high performing leader, what would be one of your first two that comes to mind on habits?
Well, I would think it's the biggest one is the regular review of what am I doing?
Yeah.
And that might be some people that are high performers can do that with themselves. Some people might need a friend that you know loves them enough to speak the truth into their life and or a coach if it's in a business setting, you know, get somebody that's an outsider. But I think it has to be a regular review. That would be the biggest high performance habit that I would say is just regularly review those habits. And then the second one that I want to keep going back to it is just make sure you drill down to the why. Why do I want to change that? Why do I want to be different in that area? Because that's what will help you know what to change and will also keep you motivated to follow that change through till it becomes a healthy habit.
I was golfing this past weekend, and a typical sports analogy is, you know, you took your eye off the ball. Mm. I kind of giggled about it, thinking that we're going to talk about habits. And I'm thinking, so you're golfing. You have 18 holes. So it's not your first time out. You're going to hit 90 shots or 100 shots, whatever your score is. Why do you have to remind yourself to, like, be focused, pay attention, watch the ball?
Right.
How would you warn some of our audience, maybe even me, you know, that watch the ball is a great ploy of the devil to distract you from being a high-performing leader, which is also meaning a serving leader?
Yeah.
What would you warn us with?
Well, what's the phrase, muscle memory?
Yeah.
You know, people do it so often, but those people that perform, let's say with your analogy of sports, the people that perform at the high level, they usually have a coach.
That says,
trainer,
okay, a coach,
yep, yeah, do it yeah. again, do it again, do it. Oh, no, you turned your wrist. Mm-hmm. Do it again. Do it. No, you moved your eyes. Do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again. And they do it so many times that then it becomes automatic. And that's the definition of the habit. Yeah. But so that's why we keep our eyes on what we need to do. And we just keep doing it and keep doing it. And you give yourself some grace. Oh, I was off on that one.
Right.
You know, yeah, not going to go, forget it, but yeah, just keep on going.
I'm going to read a quote here that I think, and then we'll finish up and wrap up. A bad habit never goes away by itself. That's kind of it's replaced by something else. And the why really is key.
Yep.
One word I love about high performers is clarity. Mm-hmm. Who you are and who you aren't. Yep. What you are and what you shouldn't do.
Right.
I think that's pretty, it kind of hammers it home.
Yep.
You talked about habit is overcome by habit. Here's one that I think is kind of fun. The successful person has a habit of doing the things that failures don't like to do.
Mm.
And you might have to go a little farther.
Yep.
You might have to dig a little deeper.
Yep.
You might have to do an assessment that's not very pleasurable.
Yep.
You
know? Or sacrifice something that, well, everybody else is doing this, but, you know.
I'll go out late and go unprepared to my meeting, you know, whatever.
Right.
So wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's your habits can serve you and help you to be that high performer. And you're going to have to either step back and look at yourself, or you're going to have to contact, maybe in a business setting, contact us. You can go to MaximizeLeadership.com, go to the coaching page and say, you know, I just feel like I've plateaued somewhere. I need somebody to help me look at what are my habits that are holding me back. I need some high performance habits that are going to help me soar. That's an area that we can help coach you in, but in your own personal life as well. Just figure out your why, find something that you can change, give yourself grace as you stick with it until it becomes that healthy muscle memory automatic habit that's serving you well. Because when you do that, when you get better, everybody around you is going to get better as well. You're going to raise the bar. And when you do that, everybody else is going to strive for that as well. That's why we're here to resource you with these episodes. If you haven't already, why don't you subscribe on YouTube and make sure you click the bell. Not only these full-length episodes, but we share some short clips as well. Greg has a great series that's called A Max Minute. And in a minute or less, you're just going to get a nugget that you can walk away with. And we want you to be able to have access to all that. So make sure that you're notified every time that we drop something new for you. Reach out to us on Twitter or comment below so that we can stay in touch with you and continue to help speak to your life so that you can be that high performing leader. Stay tuned. We got lots more great content coming up for you real soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.